You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast. Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
Perverts just can't stop banging horses.
It's a real issue right now.
It really is. There's a twist to this one I'll get to. Earlier this week, we talked about the fact that they caught the Massachusetts horse banger.
Yep.
Turned out to be like, I think, a 19-year-old guy from Norfolk.
Crazy.
Who, you know, kind of grew up around a barn and somehow things got twisted in his head.
Yep.
And he fluffed himself and plowed that horse.
Right on video.
Yes. Way too many images of it were released online. But luckily, the guy ended up turning himself in this week, and they got him. This next story is from Canada, and it involves a miniature pony. Probably a little more accessible, but still nonetheless filthy.
A Canadian man?
A Canadian man.
How's she going?
When police found the intruder at the Ottawa stables, he was in a stall with his pants down and his penis up, standing next to a miniature pony that had been lubed up with massage oil.
Jeez.
He threw his hands in the air and screamed, "It's not what it looks like!"
What is it then?
30-year-old Ryan Dodd screamed that out to police as they busted into the barn. Ottawa police and Ontario provincial police officers responding to the break-and-enter call told him to put his pants on. He did so, realizing they were on backwards, said, "This is embarrassing." Oh, police found the smell of scented body oil overwhelming.
Is it a...
What?
Is it a male horse? Male? Mini?
They just say miniature pony. No, her. It's a she.
Okay.
He was cooperative, 30-year-old Ryan Dodd, with arresting officers, said he had been drinking and did a bit of cocaine beforehand.
Okay.
The miniature pony, its hair coat left greasy, smelled of perfume for days. Police did note... That's too much.
You can't.
That's too much.
It had problems.
Shiny.
Yeah.
Shininess. In the area.
Jeez.
Police seized an empty bottle of body oil. They also seized a pink silicone vag used for masturbation from the pocket of his hoodie. Luckily, again, the miniature pony suffered no genital trauma.
Well, don't do that with your hands.
That whole area was okay. Front and back.
Fine. So the guy was like turned on by the horse, but not doing anything yet. They barged in on him or something to stop them.
Hopefully. They don't believe there was any...
You don't think this is this guy's first time, though? Come on.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah, they get really graphic in this story, but there's... it doesn't appear to be any substances in or around the area there.
Okay.
It was just, they believe, attempted bestiality. His defense was that he had just broken into the barn to masturbate and had brought his own replica vagina to do that.
Yeah, but then why was the...
He did have it.
He did, but the horse was all greased up.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
He greased the horse up.
He was.
Not a totally believable story.
But luckily didn't manage to violate the little mini pony.
That's good.
As far as the vet could tell.
Yeah.
Police responded within 15 minutes of the break and enter call. His pickup truck found just a bit down the road from the barn. Engine still hot. He was a private in the Army, it turns out. He joined the Canadian Armed Forces in January 2013, but was released in 2017. Dishonorable discharge.
Okay.
Wonder what he did.
He's going to be subjected to a sexual behavior assessment while he awaits sentencing, and he's expected to appeal the case.
You got to do something really bad to get a dishonorable discharge.
Yeah, you do.
especially from the Canadian Army.
Yeah, because like, what are you?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's...
I don't even know what they...
I know here it's like you got to...
Yeah. No one can in Canada.
Yeah. Too. So really, at this point, it's just pony lube mischief, right? I don't know if that's a...
That's it.
I think it's...
That's it.
Surpasses mischief, right? Does it if there's no penetration? You can lube up an animal. I don't think... Let me correct myself. I'm saying, what's illegal about lubing up an animal? As long as there was no penetration.
Well, he was probably touching the animal.
And to be clear, I'm not on this pervert side. I'm just wondering what you could charge him with if there was no...
Bestiality.
Intent to penetrate.
But there was no bestiality.
I think he probably was touching...
Intent to bestiality?
He was probably touching the animal.
It was violating the animal.
Yeah, he was definitely violating the animal. He may not have penetrated anything, but he probably was doing stuff to get his rocks off.
We have someone who was in the Army with him.
Huh, what's the chances of that? Small world again. That happens a lot here.
Anonymous.
Voice
we have a Canadian caller.
Voice changing
technology.
All right.
Anonymous, you were in the Army with this accused pony banger?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so let's back it up, because these stories come out, and then there's two sides. There's a bunch of people that go, oh my God, I never would have guessed. And then there's a bunch of people who go, oh, I totally could see that. Which side are you on?
I wouldn't have guessed it, to be honest.
Right.
What, do you know what he was discharged for doing?
If I remember correctly, it was drug use.
Okay.
Repeated drug use, so okay. He got caught using drugs, got in trouble and got caught using drugs again, and that's when they had enough.
Yeah. All right. So that was several years ago.
Yes.
And then you hear this story. Were you in total shock that Ryan's being accused of trying to get it on with a pony?
Yeah, so I had a couple different of my buddies from the Army that sent me the news article, and I read it, and I was laughing at first, and then another one of my buddies had sent it to me, and said, look at this, remember this guy? And I, no way.
Yes, it's
so
nuts.
I didn't even realize it was him off the bat, but yeah, it's pretty weird. I would never expect anybody to... you know, have sex with the pony.
That's right. And that's the way we all should be looking at this. It should be shocked if anyone's got with a pony, lubing up a pony.
I've never met anyone I've been hanging out with and have been like, you know, they'll probably end up banging a pony.
They're pony bangers. So someone said that drugs aren't enough for dishonorable discharge unless he was like trafficking or something. But maybe in Canada, it's just repeated drug use is enough for dishonorable discharge.
It's repeated. If you're currently on, like disciplinary correction or whatever, and then you get caught again with drugs, and then again, if it keeps happening, they will dishonorably discharge you.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well, here's a man who served with the accused pony effort. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good day. See ya.
See ya.
You too. Bye.
It is a small world. What are the odds that someone listening to this show would have served in the Army with pony effort? Potential alleged pony luber.
Pony luber.
He's definitely a pony luber. He's a pony luber. That's all we know for sure. Luber with intent to penetrate, maybe? But how can you prove that in a court of law?
I don't know. Like I said, he's probably touching it.
And you lay all the evidence out. They walked in. The man had a full-blown erection. The pony was lubed up.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have
draw
to
draw some conclusions, if you will, what the next step would be.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also, it's a mini pony, so he doesn't need the step stool to get up there. So.
Yep.
But luckily.
Remember the last guy, the Boston horse guy.
Yep.
He got himself going before.
Right. He fluffed himself up before.
I would assume that the thing that this guy brought
was
to get himself going.
To get in there.
And they busted the barn door in.
Before he could.
Right before.
Well, luckily.
But I would almost guarantee there's no way like that's his first rodeo.
I would agree with you there.
You know?
Yep, absolutely. So he's probably better off behind bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Russian couple claims they spent 10 days hiding in trees without food to escape a bear that was stalking them.
Well,
life in Russia is tough. Anton and Nina Bogdanov said their vehicle got stuck in a deep puddle in a remote part of Kamchatka region, 11 miles from a hot spring they were visiting. The couple said they decided to walk to the springs to get a phone signal and call for help. When they realized they were being followed by a brown bear, they did an interview. I'll translate for them here. This is Anton and Nina. We can listen into it here. We're sitting on the tree. Realize we have no food or water. When we move, it approached. It sits 16 feet away. Came closer, sat down. I said, I can see you. If I tried to go and get water, the bear was chewing the bottle. As if saying, here is the bottle. We didn't sleep. We were napping a bit. We were hugging each other. We were warming each other because it was extremely cold.
It's just part of Russia.
Yeah.
It's part of being Russian.
The brown bear, which are known to be skilled tree climbers, guarded them at the base of the tree for 2 days. When the bear moved away, the couple reportedly dashed down the tree and got into the river. When they reached the other bank of the river, they were forced to climb another tree and stay on it for 2 days to escape the bear that followed them.
Oh, my God. So it crossed the river, too?
Jeez.
They would have been soaking wet. Must be warm there right now, or they would have been dead.
The looks on their faces look like Russia's done a number to them.
Yeah.
They're like, so when this bear happens sometimes, you know, you have to hide down.
They're trying to eat this.
They're very calm about it. Yeah. They are. Well, I mean, in Russia, they see a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
A lot of crap happens. When they were finally able to escape the bear, they backtracked to their stranded car by climbing through trees. So they, like, became Tarzan and Jane.
Oh, my God.
Because they were afraid to get down on the ground. That journey took them 6 days. So 10 days in total were spent in the trees, eluding the bear.
Hmm. You'd think a bear would give up, but or just go right up and get him.
This is just after they were rescued. Some pics of them there. That's a big ass bear.
Well, big Russian brown bear,
right?
Yeah.
That's their car that broke down.
Where are they? Refer to that as a puddle, too.
Yeah, that's a Russian puddle. That's a Russian puddle.
Because the article says their vehicle got stuck in a puddle. I was like, that's not a puddle, man.
Puddle, yeah.
They're in a swamp.
That's nuts.
That's a Russian puddle. Big whoops.
It's not that big of a deal to them.
Yeah, no.
That's terrifying. Yeah, but why? I wonder why the bear didn't climb up. Because they can climb trees.
I don't think that it wanted to. It probably couldn't eat them up there. Like, I think they have trouble getting down.
Oh, yeah. It just knew to just wait, maybe.
Mm. Like, they realized they're eventually going to have to come down.
Yeah.
So I'll just wait here until they do.
Yeah, waited for 2 days, right?
Yeah. 2 days at one tree and 2 days at another tree.
Yeah.
After following them across the river.
It's weird, too, because they appear to have, the couple has been sponsored by they've kind of Dragon Force.
They have been sponsored.
Are they sponsored? Was that?
Are they just wearing matching couples outfits?
I don't know.
They had to give them something to wear because they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they just. I mean, they were wearing. No, they're that couple. They're wearing matching clothes when they were rescued.
They always.
They match. They're a Russian couple that matches.
Like, part of me was trying to, like, sniff for any kind of BS here. Because, like you said, a bear should just go up the tree and at least try and snatch you or whatever. But they don't have, like, an OnlyFans or anything, do they?
No, there's no mention of that.
Yeah.
They're not promoting anything that I'm aware of here. This is so funny. People are like, oh my God, I had no idea Dave spoke Russian. No, I was just reading closed captioning.
That sounds like you're interpreting that.
I was just reading closed captioning from the screen.
Yeah.
It was not, no KGB warnings need to be activated.
Yeah,
I know. I'm not an undercover Russian.
Mm. Or is he?
Boy. Now you're sus, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm under suspicion. But luckily, they made it after 10 days of eluding the bear. If you want to see the pictures, you can check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Or Chuck the Free. He does that for free.
I'm free!
Another bear story making headlines today out of Tennessee, where a man captured video of an unusual situation that resulted when a bear became trapped inside his car. Joseph Deal posted a video showing how he opened the door to his car while visiting Gatlinburg with friends and allowed a trapped bear to exit his vehicle. Here's how that one played out.
So, go on. Go. Ah! Go. Go. Ah!
What? What?
I love how the bear's like, what the hell? Yeah. Fine, I'll leave. He looks back at all of them and the screams.
The guy could barely open the door.
I know.
Because the bear was like, no, I want to keep...
Go, go,
go. That was funny.
He's like, what's this about?
Yeah, the way the bear looked at them, like, what?
Yeah. Stop yelling.
All right, I'll go.
Jesus, fine, I'll leave.
I'm sleeping, man.
This is my car now.
Like, man, I got to open this door.
Go on. Go. Ah!
He does. He pauses for
a second. Should I roar back at you?
They just confused the bear. That's funny.
No, you humans are dumb.
I just gotta go.
What a couple of weirdos.
Yeah.
Also, the guy's doing it barefoot. This guy's crazy. If I'm chewing a bear out of my car, I got shoes on.
You're ready to run, right?
Yeah. Do you hear like the crunching sounds? Like. Is the
bear's holding
on
to the door.
To the door, that's what it is?
Part of it rips right off. You see when he opens it up, a piece fell onto the ground. Something fell onto the ground. Yeah, like he's trying to open it, and the bear's like,
he's like,
got it.
Go! Ah! Go! Go! Ah!
What?
That is funny.
Bear's like, you guys are crazy! That's ballsy. That is a ballsy dude. He's like inches away from that bear when he rips that car door open.
I don't know if it's ballsy or he's real dumb.
Well, both maybe.
Yeah.
Wearing a tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, real short
bare
pants.
Feet.
Yeah.
Bare feet, short pants.
Pre-pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably just dumb. The car, believe it or not, was still in functioning condition after the bear's exit. But the damage did cause it to break down on his drive home. So he left the car at the side of the road. When he came back, though, someone had broken in. They took his battery, his catalytic converter, and his exhaust manifold.
Oh, yeah.
So his insurance company declared the vehicle totaled. Well, it probably. I didn't really see. It probably wasn't great before that.
Yeah. But, like, just the crunching noises of the door opening.
Go on. Go. Ah! Go. Go. Ah!
The bear's reaction is the best.
It is.
He's like, who are you people?
What's happening?
He's kind of got his mouth open
car.
A little bit.
I don't know. Would you go open the door to get a bear out of your car? I mean, part of me would think, oh my God, if I don't get this bear out, he's going to destroy my car.
No, like I already know the car's gone. If he's been in there all night or something like that, like the car's already gone. So I would call the forest people. They would come and they would do all that. I'd be like, he's still in my car destroying it. I understand I'm going to need a new car. He's pooped in there, probably.
Right. We've seen the aftermath of bears in cars.
Yeah.
And they rip it to shreds for the most part.
Yeah.
Because they're panicking, right? They got in and they can't get out.
Yeah.
This one didn't really look like he was in that much of a hurry to leave, though. He was holding the door closed.
Yeah. He was like, no.
My car. My car now. We will tweet this out so you can see it. If you want to see what the video looks like, head to twitter.com/DaveAndChuck. You can go check it out there when you get a second.
Yeah.
A man wielding a gold karaoke microphone pummeled a stranger who he thought touched his ass on a train.
It's an odd weapon choice, a gold microphone
gold
from karaoke?
Karaoke microphone. Something tells me that person didn't touch his ass and he just maybe is Looney Tunes.
Well, it's possible.
If you're walking around with a gold karaoke microphone in your hand.
What if you're really awesome at karaoke? Do you think there are karaoke people that show
He's
up with their own mic?
Nah, they're a cis picture. I doubt that.
No, he doesn't.
The victim was an old guy.
Oh.
A 65-year-old guy who was like, I didn't touch your ass. No.
Of course.
The 65-year-old victim was near the booth.
Nice ass.
At the subway station about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. When the suspect approached and screamed, why did you touch my ass?
Mm. Man.
The old man said he didn't. The suspect then punched the guy and then repeatedly beat him with the gold karaoke microphone.
What a confusing moment.
Where did he get it?
I think he just has it on him at all times, Chuck.
Mm. There it is.
It's in his hand.
I know.
He's always ready for a karaoke showdown.
Sing anytime.
You want to challenge the master of karaoke?
I don't know. He'll probably punch me.
And plug in my microphone.
The victim was taken to the Wackoff Heights Medical Center in stable condition with Wackoff.
It's one of my favorite places.
Wackoff? He had cuts to his head.
Where are you from? Wackoff Heights?
To sound like Chuck's origin story.
Yeah. He was born in Wackoff Heights. We knew what he would do.
He was destined for it.
Yeah.
He did have, the old guy did have cuts to his head, nose, and hand from the microphone attack. The suspect is shown on surveillance video as he left the station holding the gold karaoke microphone. Cops are still searching for him. They still don't know why he had the microphone, though.
It's a mystery.
Yeah. It really is.
Definitely look like it sustained damage, the gold microphone.
It does look like it's bent, probably by that old guy's head.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
What a weird day in your life. You're just an old guy taking the subway in New York.
I mean, subway in New York, anything can happen, I guess. But I guess that's a...
But you don't think a man's ever going to accuse you of touching his ass, then pummel you to the ground with a gold microphone.
But it can happen. But it can happen.
It can, and this proves it.
Yeah.
He was probably so confused.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right?
Yep.
And maybe he did brush up against the guy or something, but not in a sexual manner, just trying to get by him or something.
Yeah.
But this guy thinks he's an old pervert from Wackoff Heights.
Who knows? Maybe he did grab his ass. We don't know. We don't know.
Well, you hope not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Businessman in Ireland is taking a stand against unorthodox cash-carrying habits as they're going through a massive heat wave in Ireland right now.
Okay.
All my cousins are posting how they're dying because most of them don't have air conditioning, right? Because they don't need it most of the time. But it's reaching like high 80s, low 90s. One salesman, Mattress Mick, has posted, well, the rise in temperatures combined with many women's outfits, not including pockets, has caused issues for us. So he put up a sign that says, no bra money.
Be moist.
Due to increasing temperatures and for our own personal safety, we'll not be accepting any bra money. Sorry for any inconvenience.
That's been done before, right? People putting signs up about bra money.
Yeah. We've heard of no underwear money.
Oof.
Yeah.
People pulling stuff out of their underpants.
People put it in their shoes, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Real gross.
Disgusting.
Wet money is one of the grossest things.
It absolutely is, because what is that moisture?
You never know.
You hope it was pool water.
When I was
it's not.
When I was a cashier, it was like every once in a while you get some wet money and you're just like, Oh, God. No, you're right. Disgusting.
Yeah. Why is it moist is always my question.
I'm like, it's from their body.
Yep.
I am totally on board with this.
Yeah.
It's unsanitary. It's disgusting.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand some people do it.
It's a place to hold your money.
It's just where the tightest part on your body, right, between the clothing and you, that you can make sure it doesn't fall out. But still, I've never stashed anything in my underpants.
I have.
It's just never been, even in like swim trunks or anything, no.
You don't sneak a lot of drugs into concerts, then, huh?
No, I don't. I don't. I have not.
Yeah.
Yep.
James, did anyone ever pay you with bra money when you were
all
at the
time.
Gas station?
Yeah.
It was a common thing, right?
At that yeah, moment. Especially when I was there in Arizona. It's over 100 degrees for half the year. So there's always bra money, and you just had to take it. Ugh. Bra money and sock money. Sock money to me was the worst.
That's bad.
Because it was always the most moist.
I agree. If I had to choose one, I'd take your tip money over your feet money.
It's like, oh, come on, man. Like, can't you just put it in your pocket?
Can you deny?
The position that I was in, no. I just had to take it. Like, I gotta take your dirty money, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy that Slim Jim.
Ooh. That's just nasty.
Kept them alive that day.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Moist Arizona sock money.
Yeah. Would dry quick, probably, if you left it out.
Yeah, well, that would usually just go right in the envelope that it would drop right into the safe for the manager to deal with.
Then again, then it's just... You know, he's putting it in there, and it's going right back into circulation. I'm sure most of the money we touch has been down someone's ass crack or titty crack or wherever.
Yeah, right into people's mouths. One of the grossest things there is money.
Yep.
Someone said we were when I worked at a McDonald's, we were a mile from a state park. We did have a sign up that said no cash accepted from bras, underwear, socks, or swimsuits. It was a big stinky problem there.
Hmm. I will say, whenever I've had wet money, it's because it was from the washing machine.
Yep.
I've never had wet.
That's not a
body
bad,
money.
Bad way to have it.
I'm sure I've
washing
had
machine money.
Yeah, it's been wet pool money. I'm sure I've had wet.
Yeah,
wet lake money.
Mm.
Yep.
Ooh, my. Worked at a strip club. I worked the door.
Mm.
He names the stripper, but she did a set that involved escorting.
Okay.
On the stage, I was tasked to help count her squirter dollars.
Oh, stop.
Oh, boy.
Stop it.
Hope she tipped you out.
Squirter dollars. They have to.
That's like the currency they should only accept at strip clubs. Squirter dollars. That'll be 42 squirter dollars, please.
It's tough to get.
It's like the new crypto.
Yeah. It's tough to... Get your hands on.
A squirter dollars are going to the moon, everybody.
This guy said, I'm a construction worker, and I constantly feel bad reaching for money in my pocket and feel it's wet just from my sweat.
Yeah.
Even just in his pocket, it's soaking.
No, like, sweaty money is just nasty.
Yeah.
But if I had wet money, I'd almost want to explain how it got wet to the person that I was giving it
to. And there are people that would do that, too.
Yeah.
Like, there are people that would be like, I'm so sorry, I just came from the water park.
Yeah.
I went in with my wallet, and they would explain, like, why the money was wet. But then there's others that would just, okay, your total is $7.89, and then they just reach right into their bra, and they pull out this wad of cash that's just saturated, and you're like, man. Why couldn't it have been, like, a hot chick?
It never is.
No. It's never a hot chick. It's the typical smoker lady.
Yeah.
Hi, James. I got some fresh bra cash for you.
Yeah.
Handsome gas station clerk boy. Go ahead and give me the filterless.
You got them. You want two? You buy two. You save a dollar.
Of course I do.
All right, I'll get you both.
I want you to keep this dollar, sweetheart.
No, that's not. You know what? Just let's donate it to the UCP fund for those sick kids. Give it to
whatever,
those sick kids.
Whatever. This guy says he's a landscaper. He says, I don't carry a wallet. I just keep my money in my underwear. After a long day of work, my cash mixes with the swamp ass.
Oh, my God.
I do hate handing it to cashiers, though.
Oh, my God.
No swamp cash accepted here.
Can't you just leave it in the car or something?
Like, why does it have to be on your person?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine swamp ass cash. Like someone storing it in the back.
No, come on.
Cash is gross. Why does your $10 smell like butt?
Oh, my God.
It's repulsive. Alex is with us here. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good. You had to deal with something like this.
Yeah, I was working at a pizzeria about 10 years ago, and it was a hot summer day, man. This big lady comes in and pulls the money right out of her bra, man, and slaps it right on the counter, and it's just dripping wet. And I just looked at her, and I was like, I can't accept that, ma'am. And she was like, I want to talk to your boss. So called my boss over, and my boss looked at her and was like, what's wrong with you? Get out of my store.
Oh, good. Because normally the boss is like, we got to accept that. You got to take that money.
It was crazy. I ran right to the bag, grabbed some sanitizer, and wiped the whole table off.
Yeah, yeah.
Dripping wet, he says.
See, but I think that James took the money because... You knew, James, that it wasn't worth the fight.
I had to be a company man, you know. It's not worth the complaint, because if they just had to call in a complaint and it hits the right person, well, then I'm in more trouble than if I just take this dirty, stinky money and just put it in the envelope and drop it in the safe and don't worry about it, you know, ever again.
Yep.
It's just sometimes it's not worth the hassle.
This guy says, even in my wallet, I'll sweat so much that it gets moist inside the wallet.
Like, it's humid.
Boston humidity.
It's so humid, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're sweating a lot if you sweat right through your wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never worked that hard at anything.
No. Maybe that's it. Maybe these people who do actual jobs.
Yeah, we go from air conditioning to air conditioning. Yeah, exactly.
Push a couple buttons. Currency stays nice and crisp and dry.
Yeah. This guy's breaking rocks in the heat.
So, James, you're telling me that if a big girl came into the gas station and pulled a dripping wet $5 bill out between her titties and slapped it on the counter, you would still say, okay.
Yeah, I would just take it. I mean, I wouldn't put it back into circulation. I'd set it somewhere to let it dry a little bit, or I'd shove it in the drop envelope and drop it into the safe.
And wash your hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was hand sanitizer stuff around. I mean, there was one girl we worked with that would take some of the nasty bills and paperclip them to a fan. Because I remember walking in one day, I'm like, why is all this money on this fan? Like, someone's going to steal it. And then they told me how gross the person was that came in.
Oh, my God.
The smell.
I think they were more concerned with drying it up. Yeah. I was like, please, God, save me from this hellhole.
Thus, the Knights of Suicide Swan Dive.
There you go. Yes.
Speaking of buying stuff, have you ever been so embarrassed to buy something that you added other random stuff just to distract the cashier? If so, you're not alone. In a new survey, 75% of people admitted to trying to hide embarrassing things among a larger purchase, and 89% would rather buy those things online, even if it ended up costing them more money. The survey asked what items people were shy about buying, and it was mostly stuff that felt too personal or might make them seem unclean or unhealthy. Condoms were number one.
Yeah.
Followed by emergency contraceptives.
That's like the
plan B. Plan B. You know something's up there.
Don't you have to go to the pharmacy?
I was going to say, they don't.
Don't
know. That's not over the counter, is it?
Yeah, no. You got to go to the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Well, still, though, I mean, that's embarrassing. You have to ask for it.
That is really embarrassing.
I haven't had to take one.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. Good.
We're very safe.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Bed bug spray.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Head lice treatment.
Oh, I'm sure people are... Any kind of those things, like the Reese's butt worm.
Well, that's hemorrhoid cream is next.
Well, hemorrhoid cream, it's
so
fun.
You've had to buy that before.
Yep.
What's more embarrassing, condoms or hemorrhoid cream? Condoms is a positive to me. Even though, you know, when I was younger, I had the same thing as you, Chuck. You were kind of like,
condoms. Condom still is my number one most embarrassing
purchase.
But it's
like, wow, I'm having sex. Like, there's something positive behind it. But hemorrhoids is... In your beehole.
Just order it on Amazon.
Okay.
Well, now, but back probably before.
Well, now none of it is embarrassing because you know that there's just automated things in everything you're going to go to.
Well, Chuck just tells the cashiers he's buying the hemorrhoid cream for the bags under his eyes. He's,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Little remedy. Yeah. Little remedy.
Yep. Yeah, it's been losing some sleep.
Looks so young.
Keeps his youthful face.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst is when it's like a smoking hot girl behind the counter.
It always would be.
Yep.
If I had hemorrhoid cream, it would be.
It's never the time you get the old lady.
No.
Right? If you see a hot girl at the you just throw that hemorrhoid cream on the wet. You don't go by.
You can't.
You just go. You just leave.
Just grab a package of Magnum condoms and walk right up to the counter.
Just a package of Magnum condoms, madam. I'm having sex with my huge wiener today. Have a great day.
Then I put them over my shoes like galoshes. Like, that's the only thing I could use a Magnum for.
Put them over my shoes.
Keep my shoes dry.
Sir, those
in the rain.
Those aren't shoe protectors.
Yeah, my whole foot can fit in there.
No, sir, those are for your penis.
Not mine. That isn't for mine. Get six of mine in there.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous from Voice Boston is with us. What have you been embarrassed to purchase?
Hi, I actually had a comment about you were talking about the Plan B
and
over the counter, and I actually had to get it at one point for my own personal reasons, and it actually was over the counter. It was actually at, you know, just your regular CVS. I just walked in and grabbed it, and nobody questioned me. Nobody looked at me weird. They didn't even ask me about it. Like, I
grabbed
it, like anybody could grab it.
Oh,
okay.
Don't have to ask for it.
Maybe it's different state by state, or who knows. Yeah. But did you try and cover it up, or did you just go? Sorry, dude.
It's cutting out.
Unfortunately.
Do they have, I've seen the videos, and I don't know if it's real or not, like inside of pregnancy tests. Have you ever seen that thing where, like, you bust it open, there's actually a pill?
No,
are those fake?
That. I haven't seen that.
I don't know if they're fake or not. It's like
for what?
Like a Plan B, like you took the pregnancy
maybe it's something
test.
New.
And then
I mean, I don't know. I've never encountered that.
If it was like, uh-oh.
No,
to me, like Plan B, you would take it. You've made a mistake that very night.
I feel like Plan B and pregnancy test, like I've had to buy a pregnancy test before, and like it's like... the embarrassment comes from them knowing that you're like, oh God, you know, like,
yeah, right. But there
I
are
hope
some,
we're not pregnant. Right.
Yeah, like, there are some people very excited to find out that
right.
they are.
And that was, when I bought them, that was the case, right? Yeah. We were hoping to get pregnant.
Right.
Yeah. So you're like, hey, can I get a couple of these?
Yeah, I was never embarrassed to buy them.
No.
Yeah, when I bought it, I was
but
like,
you
starving.
You were probably panic.
Let's hope for the plus.
Or the negative.
Whatever it is.
No whammies. Someone said buying tampons for my mom was terrible.
Oh my God.
Mom would make? I mean,
that's
unless
so
like,
really
listen,
not a good mother move.
Yeah, no. Unless there was some bad situation that led to that, right? Okay. Mom couldn't leave the house or
big pads,
I don't know,
big
old
pads,
overnight pads.
Yeah.
This person said, "I'm a 19-year-old male, and I have terrible pimples, so I have to buy makeup to cover it up. Buying that is extra embarrassing." As a 19-year-old guy buying makeup. Mm. You can order that stuff online, too, though.
Yeah, now it makes everything easier.
This
most of my CVS stuff
this, to
is
me,
makeup.
Is pretty... But I guess it all depends on how embarrassed you get. This guy said, "I just can't buy hand lotion. I always have to add a few items to that purchase."
Well,
that's an odd one.
It seems like
you're
I'm
just
jerking it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't equate hand lotion with myself as like I'm just keeping my hands moist.
No.
I actually just did this because of two things. When I was out getting stuff for Amber, the two things I had to get for her were hand lotion and Kleenex. So I had to
God! I realized I'm like chuckling to myself as I'm checking out my. This looks like I'm just setting up a masturbation station.
I'll take the masturbator special, please.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you get 50% off a box of Kleenex when you buy that hand lotion.
I love that. Buy one, get one 50% off deal. You guys have for hand lotion and Kleenex.
Yep.
Man, it's a real money saver.
So I threw in like a Kit Kat just to...
Sure.
Kit Kat. Make it look like
you just thought you needed
snack.
A snack.
A post-masturbatory snack. Yeah.
Snack after. Get your energy back.
Let's go to Max, who's with us here on a regular line. Hey, how you doing, Max?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. We're talking about the items you're embarrassed to buy.
So I actually didn't buy it. I was working at Kroger for a job when I was 16, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and the store was pretty full. And I had a really good-looking mom come in, and she asked me for suppositories, and I didn't know what that was. So I got on the PA mic in the
And I called her. I'm like, there's a blonde lady in a black skirt looking for suppositories. If somebody can help her.
Oh, my God.
And she looks like I just ran over a dog.
Well, you
you basically did.
That poor blonde lady.
She never forgot that moment.
No, my God. The PA suppository.
And everybody just turned around and looked because it was a newer model Kroger and like the shelves were kind of in the middle and low. And it was horrifying. And I'd ask my manager what it was after when she ran out of the store.
You'd just run out, right? Would you run out
she
at that
did.
Point?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She just ran. You just run.
Jason, you've had an embarrassing situation?
Yeah, you just gave me a flashback with the mom and the tampons. I used to hang out with my grandma on Sundays and we'd get lunch and like do stuff and activity maybe. And the worst day was when she had to go buy her hose, her pantyhose.
Yeah.
And I'd just be walking around with her. And once I got my license, I'd have to, like, do shopping and go buy her pantyhose and stuff. And,
you were buying pantyhose?
Yep.
For your grandma.
Oh, man.
Everyone just thought you were a pervert.
Yeah. Just a young teenage crossdresser, probably. Yeah.
Oh, there's that little Jewish pervert coming in again to get his pantyhose.
He saw me when I was young with her, and it's like, well, now he's curious, huh? He's coming in by himself. Yep. Not the case.
Sucks. Yeah, no.
Thanks for the flashback.
Yep. Someone said, in college, I went to Costco to buy a box of condoms, and my membership had just expired.
Oh, no.
So they had to bring two or three different managers over. I was so embarrassed. Well, you're buying in bulk condom. They sell like, it's only like 100 pack or something they sell at Costco.
Yeah, yeah. So he had plans.
Busy fella.
Long-term plans.
The summer of love.
Other things that made the list here, diarrhea relief.
Sure. Any kind of...
I've had like rashes on my arms before and had to get certain stuff for that. And I'm always like, sorry, I have eczema, you know?
Do you tell them? Do you explain it to them?
No, I'm just like,
I know.
Sensitive skin.
Pregnancy tests, as we mentioned. Adult diapers for incontinence.
No, that's got to be.
I just went to a medical supply store to pick up stuff for Amber the other day. Right after her surgery. And there was a woman in there, God bless her. She had to be in her 60s. And this place, you take a number, you wait, and someone comes and helps you because the old people can't find anything themselves, right? So I take my number, I'm waiting, she's there, she gets her number, she's like, I need the big diapers! You gave me the wrong ones last time, leaked right out! It's screaming.
She didn't care.
Screaming. And then she asked for like a female urinal or something, like at the top of her lungs, like not a care in the world who heard.
Yeah. I was the same. I was in CVS one time, and the person in front of me was the same thing. It was an older lady, and she was like, where are they? The Depends. So
there was a lady at CVS in front of me one time that dropped her basket, and a bunch of Depends fell out. And then I was like, reached to grab her stuff, and then I grabbed them and was like, oh, no.
I was like, here you go.
I just think it's normal. Yeah.
Oh, it was brutal.
That was probably more embarrassing for you than for her.
Well, I felt bad for her. That's right. Where it was. Like, I was like, here you go. I was just trying to be helpful. Now I know a lot about your ass and
front parts.
Your front parts.
I know you're leaky. Yeah.
Like, you suddenly know too much about this stranger.
And I said it with a look, too. I was like, I know that you have diarrhea and incontinence and pee yourself.
Like, your eyeballs said it all.
Right. Like, I understand that you know.
Yeah. Thank you, son.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, son.
To be nice.
You're right. I think, though, at her age, it's probably not that bad, but for you, that was way more embarrassing, like to realize what you picked up for her. You're trying to be a nice guy, but then you grab her diaper.
No, I was like, oh, man.
Oh, God. That's a moment. Someone said stool softener. Super embarrassed to buy it. So I added snacks and random things. So what's the difference between like stool softener and X-Lax?
I think that I think X-Lax is a stool softener, but I think that there's like ones that handle like just like stomach issues, you know, nausea, heartburn, diarrhea.
Stomach
stuff. And then is there
stool softeners that like
Well, that's suppositories.
Right.
That you put right up the poop chute.
Right.
But I've always wondered what the difference is. Like, why?
X-Lax just makes you poop violently, yeah. I think.
And stools just softens your stool?
I think it's the same. It's the same type of thing. One is a brand name and one is just generic.
Okay. All right. That's just another Dave thought.
Yeah.
Wondering about it. This person said, I had a guy friend who wears women's underwear ask me to buy him women's underwear because he was too embarrassed to buy them himself. So that's like Chuck asking you, Elise, to go out and buy him some
panties.
She does. She's her panty hookup.
Yeah. It's got to be weird for her to hold these big giant things.
She's his panty pusher.
Yeah. They're like, ma'am, those are way too big.
No. You're a nice friend if you do that for someone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're a very nice friend. I mean, but her checking out with panties, no one would even look twice, right?
I don't even know how good of a friend you'd have to be to me for me to even say to you, well, you know, I wear women's panties.
You have to be super close.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even... It's so private.
This person said, went to the pharmacy to buy Preparation H, and while keeping my head down, I didn't realize it was a girl from my class who was working the counter.
Oh, my God.
I felt like the machine took hours to scan my card.
My goodness.
Oh, that's the worst moment. The worst. Period products also made the list of the top items we're embarrassed to purchase, and cold sore treatment.
Yeah.
You know, I've had to pick up some stuff for Amber through the years as a husband. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, at first, I'm like, oh. And then I just was like,
Does she always apologize? Like, sorry.
Oh, absolutely. She's been a situation where she couldn't do it or whatever. But it's just, at the end of the day, I feel like, I'm a good guy. I'm doing a good thing here. What, you know, nothing to be embarrassed about. It's not.
Eventually, you're put into, like, a category where it's like, it's, you know. You know, the 19-year-old girl at the counter is not looking at you as any kind of potential.
Like, she doesn't think I have a badge.
Guy. You know what I mean? Like, you're just a dad. You're just a husband.
Get over it. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
A lot of it's easier now because they have those standalone registers that you just do your own.
That's it. Thank God. It's the best.
Those things have made a lot of things way less embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yes, they've eliminated a lot of jobs, but they save us in embarrassment. Right?
We're not embarrassed, but we're all homeless.
Yeah. Someone said working at Spencer's Gifts at the mall. This was kind of the flip. This was like an awkward cashier. Said people used to get real weird buying sex toys. We'd have to ID them sometimes, and they would get so mad.
Oh, my goodness.
So is that just Spencer's Gifts that does that, or does any sex toy store ID people for age?
Oh, well, I think technically you have to be a certain age to get into an adult novelty store. Mm. So they might card you if they question you when you walk into like an actual store. But because Spencer's also sells marijuana T-shirts and different lingerie and sex toys, they probably just have to card you if a certain item meets that criteria that you have to be a certain age.
Yeah.
And saying you worked at Spencer's now is like being like, I used to work at the mall chop.
Yeah. Like, they're still around, though, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're still with us.
I get a lot of my T-shirts from them.
Oh. Hmm.
So it isn't just the cashier we're worried about, too. It is other shoppers. 72% of people worry that other shoppers will judge our purchases. And that's warranted because 67% of us admit that we have judged other shoppers for what they were buying from time to time. Hmm.
Yeah.
I did see an old lady at the grocery store down here looking at the, you know, that, because I said I was shocked to see a vibrator in the aisle. Yeah. And she was checking it out. And I was like, oh, good. Part of me was like, wow. And then I was like, well, good for you. You don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I'd hate to be right behind a girl who's like drops like Vagisil on the little belt or anything like that. Any kind of.
Well, that stuff for stinky vag or whatever that,
like,
you know,
a douche.
Yeah, to me.
I'd honestly pretend I was super busy.
I've done that. You know, I'm the guy that I'll be like, I will totally avert myself so you don't think I can see.
Yeah.
I'll make it obvious that I'll like open a magazine or something to make sure you don't think I can see your stuff. I don't want you to be embarrassed.
Mm-mm.
But still, it's an awkward moment. One more. Jared.
How you doing?
Good, man. Talking about things you're embarrassed to purchase.
Yeah, well, this is a good one. About 12 o'clock at night, smelt a weird smell in the house. skunk got in the house, so I had to go to the grocery store with my mother and buy douchebags.
Oh,
never been looked after.
I'm sorry, I can't make the connection between skunk and douchebags.
Does it clean?
Apparently, it's supposed to take the smell out.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. I always thought just tomato juice.
Yes, but I heard too. Yeah, I didn't realize.
I would have been glad if we went with tomato juice.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Goodness. You taught us something today, or you're totally lying.
Put that in there. Put that in there. Skunk.
Does.
That sounds like a morning show.
Skunk and douche in the morning.
Skunk and douche.
We're skunk and douche.
Hey, I'm douche.
I'm skunk.
He's douche the freak.
I might listen to Skunk and Douche.
Skunk and Douche is a great name.
Do you listen to Skunk and Douche this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Dude,
it's Thursday morning.
Skunk and Douche are hilarious.
It's Skunk and Douche. Does Douche get rid of professional groomers often recommend Massengill brand douche to get rid of skunk odor?
Mm.
Mix 2 ounces of Massengill to a gallon of water for small dogs. Double the recipe for bigger pups. Pour over the wash pet. Let the solution soak for at least 15 minutes.
Never heard of that.
That's there actually,
Listen, when you've got a skunk smell in your house, I'd buy anything. I don't care what I have to buy. Yeah. Penis wart cream, well, especially douche, if whatever.
Like your dog got it, got sprayed. Because I think that's like the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had never heard that before.
I have never. As you learn something new, the more you know here.
Yep.
On the Skunk and Douche Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think probably if you did a nationwide survey of the drive-through where most people have passed out drunk, Taco Bell would come out on top.
Oh, it's got to be high.
Because it's your go-to after-bar food place, right?
Yep.
Well, a Metro Detroit man passed out drunk in his running truck while getting Taco Bell in Troy, Michigan. Police were called to do a welfare check on a man who appeared to be sleeping in the drive-thru of the restaurant on DeQuinder just after 2:30 in the morning. Police say they found a 28-year-old Sterling Heights man sleeping in his Dodge Ram pickup truck. Officers had to knock and yell loudly several times to wake the man. Officers could smell booze, they said, but the man denied drinking. He eventually told them he had alcohol at a friend's home. Police said the man performed several sobriety evaluations poorly, and at the end of one of the evaluations, he told the officers, "Man, I am drunk."
Oh, that's not what you want to say.
Stupid.
Don't say that.
He blew a .174.
Okay.
On a preliminary breath test. A chemical breath test showed 0.14%. The man was charged with operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. I don't want to give anyone a tip, but if I was a police officer, I would park right outside a Taco Bell drive-thru on a Friday,
You'd
Saturday
have a busy night. Well, no one would go to Taco Bell.
Well, that's the thing. You'd hurt their business.
Okay, forget it.
You'd hurt their business.
Cops know. They're like, but I think that cops do wait outside of certain bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just wait to see. They're like, oh, okay, that car looks like they're fine. Oh, that one's swerving. I got him.
Near us, there was this huge wine festival every year, right? Like a 3-day wine festival. And I always thought, man, they should just set up like a checkpoint.
I always wonder.
You know, on the way out. I mean, they've stopped having it now.
Yeah, they had
some issues.
Yeah.
But I thought if you set up a checkpoint outside the wine festival.
Right.
Cop Dave, man, you're like buzzkill. No,
well, don't you feel like
the wine festival?
Don't you think?
Oh, buzzkill, Dave!
Why?
I think you're thinking like, why wouldn't they do that? Like an event like that, usually they're like,
the cops kind of work it out with them, I think.
Well, that's like, what I was going to say. I feel like the mayor comes in and is like, listen, chief.
Yeah, we need this.
We got this wine fest. It has to go well.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's going to save this town. And then they're like, fine. We won't put up the Dave Hunter checkpoint.
Yeah, if you see more about a checkpoint, no one's going to that wine fest.
No.
Because then, what do you do? Walk around and look at the wine?
Well, no, you have like a designated driver or someone. Yeah. A lot of people rent, you know, like a bus or a limo or get their kids and pick them up.
I do think that stuff is kind of different now that you can get an Uber or you can do whatever. But I know back in the day, any of those fests, any festival thing, you could have just sat out in front of. But I always just assumed people had stuff worked out. Cops were like, and it's funny that that's how life works, but that is how life works. I think there's blind eyes that are just turned.
As a cop said, there's kind of an unwritten rule with that kind of thing. It hurts the relationship with the business, so it's generally not something you do.
Yeah.
Going after people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Sheriff
there's
Dave
enough.
Would be like,
there's
wine festival. All cars. Calling all cars.
Yeah.
Pull them all over.
I mean, any festival you can drink.
That's what I mean.
Right. You know, so.
They all have beer tents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just always wondered, like, not that I'm saying it should be done, just why aren't they there?
Yeah. I think
they do. They suspend some of the caring, like outside of like big festivals, like Bonnaroo and stuff like that. I mean, they're doing it for drugs and stuff too.
Yeah.
They're like
their jails and things would be packed.
Yeah, it would really overwhelm the court systems and stuff. But if they just did that, like, because they'll sit there and watch dudes go into Bonnaroo, and it's like, yeah, I'm sure they don't have any drugs.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
No, I just it was a Dave question is why it's not a thing. I wasn't trying to be a narc or anything or a buzzkill, just like.
I think you're now seeing why no one offers Dave drugs.
Yeah.
Like, what about a checkpoint outside of festivals?
A wine festival, too. He'd just be jailing old ladies.
Exactly.
Get in here, Martha.
I pounded a bunch of wine.
In Foxborough, Massachusetts, they built a beer garden right across from the police station.
Yeah. Mm. I just assume that a lot of that stuff is like there's like a sweetheart deal made. We're going to look the other way. You know, I guess it's not luckily, but I think there are just so many drunk drivers that cops have their hands full anyway.
Yeah,
they don't have to sit outside of a festival. They can just go for a ride on a Saturday night.
And different reports coming in here. I guess a lot of people say in Michigan, you actually can't do that. It's illegal for cops to sit right out front of a business and wait for like drunks. You can't.
Oh.
It's entrapment.
Yeah.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
In Ohio, though, they can. And I guess they have a huge German-American festival every year, and they stake out the whole area.
Wow. When I think of Buzzkill, I think of Ohio.
They're
trying to go there to have a good time.
Their cops are not about
it. As soon as you enter that state, it's like, if you see drug activity, call this number. Welcome to Ohio, the Buckeye State, the heart of it all.
Yep.
God.
When my brother-in-law got pulled over in Ohio, they drove him to an ATM to pay the fine. God. And they were going to throw him in jail if they did.
That's what they
I hated driving through.
Oh, my God. It was awful. I mean, it's different than here.
Yeah.
It's like way different than here. Drugs are really scary down there.
Yeah.
And the state makes you just want to do them. Just want to do so many of them.
I know. As soon as I enter, welcome to Ohio, I'm like, where's the drugs?
I know. Me too. I drive through it, and I'm like, I'm going to need some Ohio drugs. Ohio, we make you want to do drugs.
Yeah, that should be their slogan, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Here comes a cop with a hat.
Yeah.
Damn it.
They do.
They have those hats.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Have I believe... Listen, there's some... Oh, let me try that. Like, attitude cops.
Yeah.
All over the world, right?
Yeah. Sure.
But in Ohio, they're it's a different breed.
Well,
they're mother effers.
Ohio loves to ruin people's lives.
There's another great slogan.
That's
Ohio. I mean, we love to ruin people's lives.
Yeah.
It's really bad down there.
Yeah. Yep. I usually just drive there, like, to Cedar Point or whatever, and it's like, okay, let's get the hell out of the state. Thankfully, it's close.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, I grew up there, and I was just like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Probably a good call.
Anytime the hat is busted out in a cop uniform, I always feel like you're really in for it.
Yeah,
like the military style hat.
The military style hat.
Yeah, those Ohio State patrolmen are really hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Literally, okay, we're gonna bust the bubble here for a second.
Time to take you behind the scenes.
Gonna take you behind the scenes of Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Okay,
so there's everything has broken. So we can't, we're gonna have to keep talking until, because we cannot go to commercial break because the system's shut down.
So
the phone lines have shut down. The app and iHeart aren't working. Nothing is, the whole entire, have we been
system
attacked?
I
what's
don't
happening
know.
So I'm sitting here, you know, we're in the middle of, you know, doing the news and stuff like that, and for people who don't know, there's all these like hotkeys I hit. It's like if we're gonna do like pervert of the day and all that stuff, like you can hit a little button, it'll play the sound
like a soundboard.
It all went black.
I heard some like crackling in my headphones.
That's
too.
Our phones. Our okay. phones. That's just
the,
a different
the phones
problem.
Went down.
No, okay, like the so phone. The phones will just crackle from time to time, and I'll have to turn them off. I realize that it's doing that. It started doing that again, but that I should be separate. But when this went down, then it said like that the server's unavailable. But it's turned everything off that Al deals with.
Yep.
Oh my god. It's turned everything off that we have here,
that Jason deals with,
that Jason
apparently, like, it's also affecting people listening or streaming the show too.
Can other cities hear us still?
Let's hope.
I don't know.
I should look
Boston
into that.
Yeah, we should
Tampa.
Look in to see if everyone else is on there.
Because I mean, well,
we're just sitting in a room talking to ourselves.
Yeah, we might as well just talk about whatever, because
that's great. I've never seen this happen before.
Detroit, well, no. Can you hear us?
So I remember.
Can you tweet me and let me know?
You know, it's funny because
we use our own devices to get back to you.
Well, we used to, on the show, we used to have to play music. It was something we definitely fought to stop doing. But
not this show, the old show.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, like us, though. Yeah, we used to have to. And they would give us like this old CD.
Emergency CD.
The emergency CD when everything hit the fan like this. And then you could put that in and like start playing
now
like a few songs. Now we just have to talk.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing about life now.
Don't even have a CD player to connect.
No. Like nothing, Dave would have to do something like play a song on
Boston's
his phone.
Boston's good, Fort Myers good, St. Pete, Tampa, so yeah, and Detroit. So
okay,
they can hear us on your radios. It's just maybe you can't stream us well, or every other technical thing has somehow collapsed.
So
Jason said he's going to take a nap until the phones are.
No, I was going to say, do you think like cameras and everything are on?
Who knows?
Oh man,
yeah, peep show's going.
About okay.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's just stuff that's connected to the broadcast and like that type of stuff.
Mm. So are they freaking out?
We're still
out
seeing levels
there,
and we're still seeing cameras.
I would assume that people are freaking out. It says radio server is not available.
No, we got the best person in the building on the job.
Yeah,
right
that
now.
Is all true.
Right. Well, we could be here with you till tomorrow, so we'll see how this radiothon works out.
Don't make that promise for me, because peace out. I got stuff to do today.
I know!
Unless I can start cutting checks, then I gotta go.
Cutting checks!
Yep.
I love it.
Okay.
I James don't know. Always count on James in a disaster.
Yeah, well,
he'll be there for you.
All right, Ian.
No, I mean, we're hours away. I mean, I'm going to have to go fill this up with some water.
You want me to come in and like take orders, and I'll go get water, get some snacks?
If you're just joining us, we're being held hostage. We can't go to commercial break because our computers are down. So we're just going to just keep on talking for a little while here. We're not literally, don't call the cops. We're not literally being held hostage.
No, right.
Just to clear. Oh my God.
Get talking, James.
So the odd listener just tuning in, we're not actually being held hostage.
James.
Stop it. There's no one holding us hostage.
Shut up, Dave. You'll never go to commercials. I want you to make a funny story now, Dave. Make a funny story right now, Dave. Tell me a funny story about dicks.
Please don't listen to him. There's no one actually holding us hostage.
Everybody shut up. We are taking the station. No commercial. No more commercials. No monies. Just a Dave. Make a Dave speak all day.
Tell me a funny story about dongs.
Tell me dong story. Tell me man gets a sex with their horse. Tell me funny. Make funny. It's make chill. Funny now. Keep going.
It's chilling.
It is. It's very scary.
How about anything you wish you could take a break to shut him up?
I am here forever now. Do news, newsman.
Please don't call the authorities. This is just a simulated.
If the cops show up, I don't know. That's going to be a weird day.
It's like real life Airheads with the movie.
No. Yeah. We're being held radio hostage by technology that won't let us pause.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's a very odd time.
I'll be honest, I don't see any way we get out of this.
What if some organizations actually infiltrated the computer system?
We have no
why,
idea. I don't know what you do.
You got to pay them 5,000 bitcoins.
Yep.
That's it! Right. 0.8% Bitcoin, and I will set this radio program free. But until that time, you do the dumb news. You will talk about stupid penis story. You will force Lisa. Will have to laugh. Make her laugh. Everything turned back on. Everything is back.
It's yay!
I am going to visit Al.
Checking in
with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It's time now for a check of the news. Well, a year and a half almost after the pandemic began, nursing homes and assisted living facilities celebrated a return to normal with one word. Bingo!
Oh, bingo's back.
Bingo's back.
Bingo is back at a lot of seniors' residences. And here's that story now from WFTS in Tampa Bay.
We're going to go two winners and go right into coveralls. So you will not clear your cards.
We're just having some fun.
N, 32.
Getting reacquainted.
B, 11.
Getting back to the swing of things and playing some bingo.
52. Like the song, 5'2".
You guys.
They take their bingo very seriously.
They're intense.
Jesus. It's never been easier to win.
Yay! Oh, that's fake money.
Yeah.
Prior to bingo, we did activities from their doorway.
We had to have bingo in the hallway.
We put little tabletop stands outside of the doors.
TV trays.
They would use a marker instead of bingo chips to mark their numbers.
We would kind of have our staff go up and down, and it's bingo time, it's bingo time.
We would still say bingo. You know, we still had that joy.
You got it. Good job.
It was still fun, but it was different, that's for sure, and I think our residents felt that. For them not to see their friends that they are used to seeing every single day was really, really tough on them.
I-16.
Not quite.
You can drop a pin when we're playing bingo when our numbers are being played. Really, really get into it.
Oh, 67.
Bingo. It's a challenge. And we never know who's going to win. I won $500.
That's not
real. You can sit with anybody. You can laugh with anybody. And you can cheer for the one that wins.
All right.
Do you think they win no money?
It just gives me hope. It gives our residents hope.
It's just photocopied
fake money. Just the joy on their faces. It's amazing. They're so happy to be back and be around each other. And you can really feel it everywhere in the community.
There we go.
Lisa, why are you taking this so hard?
Well, I just don't want to play bingo if I'm in a home one day. I'll probably sit out. I won't play. You know I'm not going to play bingo. End up in there.
Miss Way, it's time to play bingo.
And bingo.
Like, I got my bingo right here. It's a bottle of gin.
Bingo!
Looks like I win again, huh?
Hey, Lise, check it out. I won $1,000 of photocopied fake money.
Oh.
Yep, she's just having a gin.
Yeah.
I don't know why bingo speaks to old ladies so
It really
much.
Does. It's an old lady thing. Your grandma loved it.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll love it
like
one
most
day,
most of her
too.
Week was... Listen, though, around it.
I can understand loving it for real cash prizes.
Mm, she was playing for real
cash. Yeah,
that makes more sense.
At bingo
that,
halls and stuff. Like
that to me makes this more sense.
I don't know. Can they use this money in like the cafeteria or
no
something?
Chance.
No, not
they get an extra pudding cup or something?
No.
No.
None of that.
It's just for fun.
Just for
it's
fun.
Just fun.
That's the time.
I'm going to be such a rascal if I make it to one of those places. They're going to catch me going to the pharmacy all the time.
Like, get them back here.
We got another code green. We got another code green.
Yeah.
You put scrubs on this time.
I'm a doctor.
Keep an eye out for that one.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.